everyone needs money.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. Everybody puts their hand up to say, look, we could do with some help. And that's true. And there's a lot of good charities out there. But when you find a woman who's been recognised with an Order of Australia and along with her husband, John, for the work they've done in the community, when they put their hand up, they don't put it up too often. They obviously need help. What do? They feed homeless people and disadvantaged people and have been doing so. Oh, I don't know how long. We'll ask Bev in a moment. 90,000 soups with a bread roll annually they provide. 90,000 hot meals every year they provide. 90,000 desserts every year. And more importantly, they've got involved with healthy school breakfast. So there's nothing worse than having a child come to school and they can't afford to be fed, or mum and dad don't care enough to feed the child. So they serve over 100,000 breakfasts at schools every year.
Yeah.
So that's quite remarkable. Plus they have to provide school uniforms. They do a lot of good work under the banner of Manor Inc. And I think they need our help. Let's find out. Bev Lowe is the founder. 21 years she's been helping the community. Morning to you.
Good morning, Millsy. How are you, dear?
Very well. I've got Ollie with us today, and he knows about you because I've been extolling your virtues to him throughout the course of the morning. Tell us what's happening out there, Bev.
Well, things aren't so hot in the community, you know. We'd all like it to be Pollyanna's world, but it isn't.
No, it's not, unfortunately. And obviously more people presenting, and that puts strains on your resources?
Yes. Our numbers are increasing day by day, and there's a lot of people who, you know, they're very proud. They've always managed, and now they can't. And so we have a rising number of elderly people who are really, really struggling. In fact, local doctors tell me that many of these people, the medication doesn't work because they're not eating enough.
Right.
They're living on tea and biscuits because they can't afford food. They can't afford veggies. They can't afford fruit. These are things that, and the same with the school kids. Fruit doesn't happen in these families. They can't afford it.
So, Bev, how many more people are you seeing come and ask for help and assistance requiring meals?
Oh, look, it's increasing day by day, but the interesting thing... Pardon me. The interesting thing is that we've got families who were doing okay 12 months, 18 months ago, who now have to come for help, who are struggling. They can't manage any longer. And so they turn up and, they're so apologetic. You know, I'm sorry that we need help.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
Quite right. And you're one of the least people to actually judge anyone. I mean, people just present. You take them on good faith that they are in the situation that they find themselves in. No questions asked. Yeah. You feed them, which is the only way you can really run your operation. I have seen you front on. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time. You would have thought by now, 21 years later, that the demand hopefully would have decreased, not increased. But you're saying that it's increased.
Yes, yes. I would have thought that, things would have been better, but they're not. And so because we have these increasing demands, and it's nearly Christmas, you know, I appeal to people, don't leave it until 2 weeks before Christmas to think of those who are struggling. Do something now.
Yep.
So we've launched a GoFundMe page,
mm-hmm.
and we need your help. We've only had this page up for 14 days. People in Perth are so generous. You know, we see it all the time with the major appeals. So we've got this page up. It's to help to feed those who are struggling. These are our own people. This is in WA.
Sure.
This isn't overseas. We're helping people, ordinary people, the neighbours down the street. These are people who are just down on their luck.
Sure, and hopefully they return it, which I know a lot of your volunteers that you've helped over the year actually do return and become volunteers to help feed others that you've have been fed as well. That's right, isn't it, Bev?
That's right, yes. We have people who've been on the street and they come back and say to us, look, we'd like to help in the kitchen. And they come and they help to feed others, and that's wonderful. You know, on Tuesdays I have 8 prisoners and a guard who come in and work in the kitchen to feed the elderly. You know, this is wonderful. And the girls are well respected by these elderly people. It makes a big difference
sure.
in these girls' lives.
And I think when we're sitting down to a banquet of food at Christmas or whenever yeah. we do have a celebration, we can rest easy in the knowledge that we've helped out someone like you that's also providing a food for them. So it's called the Manor Foods Inc. GoFundMe page. Is that what it's called?
Yes, GoFundMe. Go on to our website, www.manorg.au. It's a GoFundMe page. Have a look and see at the services that we provide, and every little bit helps.
Good on you. And well done, and love to John. Take care.
Thank you, Milty. Bye, Ollie.
Bye, Bev.
Good on you. Bev Lowe there from Manor Foods.
Worth mentioning as well, Manor, M-A-N-N-A.
Yeah.
And that GoFundMe page, Manor Needs Your Help. We'll chuck it up on the 6PR Breakfast Facebook page as well, Millsy.
Yeah. I mean, she is not getting any younger, but she's still driven. And it makes you feel your life's inferior when you judge yourself against someone like her.
Yeah. Unsung
hero.
A
number of people, very much so. And she's been recognised, of course, with an OAM, and rightly so. But she doesn't do it for that. She does it because she feels she needs to. And it makes you feel sad that we've got elderly people within our community
yeah, doesn't
that
it?
Can't eat enough to get their medication to kick in. Shocking.